It's time now for Practical Faith with Dr. Nick Cash. On Practical Faith, Nick provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
Nick Cash here with you on Practical Faith. Lisa Williams joins us today to share a bit on the topic of the resurrection and how it can impact our daily lives as followers of Jesus.
I've always known the resurrection of Jesus to be the pivotal moment of our Christian faith. Everything changed when Jesus walked out of the grave after dying on the cross for our sins. But never had the resurrection become so important to me until I experienced the death of a loved one. Suddenly, the hope of the resurrection became personal. And it wasn't just about Jesus's resurrection. It was also about our resurrection to come. While Jesus already conquered the grave, death is still an enemy for us. The last enemy, according to 1 Corinthians 15. But Jesus's resurrection is the proof that ours is on the way. One day, Jesus will destroy the last enemy, death. He will not allow Satan to hold claim over any part of his creation, for Jesus will stand fully victorious and reclaim every part of his people. The question is, do I live as if I believe in the hope of this resurrection? Do I grieve as someone who has no hope? Or do I grieve, yes, still grieve, but with confident expectation for when Jesus returns to give us resurrected and glorified bodies? In college, I remember being in an old cemetery and noticing that every headstone faced the same direction. Our chaplain was there, so I asked why. He said Christians believed Jesus would return in the east as the sun rises and made sure they were buried so when they rose from their graves, they would be facing their Savior. Their belief in the reality of the resurrection has stuck with me, that hope of resurrection would affect even the direction of our buried bodies. Isaiah 26:19 says, "But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. The earth will give birth to her dead." In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 36 through 38, Paul uses imagery of planting seeds to describe our death and resurrection. Just as we plant seeds in the ground that grow into something far more beautiful, our earthly bodies will be buried and raised in glory as God has determined. We cannot yet know what they will be, but they will be as different from our perishable bodies as a sunflower is from its seed. In L.M. Montgomery's novel, Anne's House of Dreams, the character Captain Jim says, "It always amazes me to look at the little, wrinkled brown seeds and think of the rainbows in them. When I ponder on those seeds, I don't find it hard to believe that we've got souls that'll live in other worlds." You couldn't hardly believe there was life in these tiny things, some no bigger than grains of dust, let alone color and scent, if you hadn't seen the miracle, could you? Jesus is our miracle. Because he lives, we also will live. Because he is resurrected, we can be sure our resurrection is coming. Though we will be immediately with the Lord when we take our last breath on earth, our bodies will be reclaimed and made new at the return of Jesus when he destroys death forever, not only in his body, but in ours as well. So let's remember that the hope of resurrection changes everything. We live in light of what Jesus has already done and what he has promised to do. We look back to the miracle of his resurrection, and we look forward to ours, where we will rise facing our King and join him in victory over our last enemy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Find past episodes and access more free resources on discipleship and how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.